This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, just so you know, before we start talking about what's happening in Florida, I'm still waiting to see a few more details. Everything playing on TV right now is in a loop. So, in the interim, we're going to talk with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Joining us again from there is Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndre. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill.
Good evening, Bill.
Well, happy to be back.
from another. Now, now you're getting ready to go to China, aren't you?
Well, we're going to China. Yeah, we just filed for our visas this morning at the Chinese consulate. But I got to tell you, this particular trip with Montego Bay, Jamaica, I met so many people from out west. I can't wait to go ice fishing. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, because you may even have a few listeners that live in or nearby this place. It's called Bemidji, Minnesota. Bemidji. And then near Fargo, North Dakota. That's the closest airport. And then I met Don and his wife. They graze cattle. Wow. They invited, Lucy and I out there. And I said, sure enough. Where can we stay? Is there any bed and breakfast? They said, no, there's no bed and breakfast out here. There's no little hotels that, you know, don't have the light on. You'll stay with us. I said, all right. And then when my wife heard that it's like 5 below 0, she said, no, we'll come in the summer. And then there was Tom, who you're going to eventually meet, and your listeners are going to hear more about. Tom is from Breckenridge, and he got himself an FFL license, and he's operating out of his house right now. But he's looking to do some business with some gun manufacturers. I put him in touch with Freddie from Ammoland, and Freddie, of course, being a great guy, is going to hook him up with some names to call. And we were invited. His brother-in-law, Joe, has this trailer that he built to put over these ice holes to go ice fishing. And my God, these guys have toilets. They have a living room, dining room, heated trailer. I thought that you had a little shack and you freeze your butt off, you know, drinking vodka or hot rum while you're fishing on ice, this 5-foot ice lake. But these guys, they live it up. And then we also met a guy from, am I saying it right?
No idea. Somewhere in Iowa. Let's go with that one.
Somewhere in Iowa. It's not, yeah. And you know what? We're going to put him in touch with Vinny because he raises about 50,000 live pigs. And he's looking for a home for them. I said, well, my partner might be interested in them, but you got to kill them and you got to bring them up, put them in a trailer and bring them over here because we're not going to have them live. I had a ball, but let me tell you the important thing. Everyone that I spoke to, including most of the Canadians, not all, most, and even some of the Brits, like Trump, are fed up with the illegal aliens and refugees coming into their country, do not want food stamps, welfare handouts anymore, are pro self-defense and pro gun. I was shocked.
Yeah, well.
Pleasantly surprised. So yeah, I'm back now in the Big Apple, flying below the radar, but we're ready to do a good show.
Okay, well, we wanted to, now, since I know you're still concerned about the memo and you've been out of the loop, what are your thoughts on the memo?
Well, I, you know, I, from what I know, you know, this is, I got to watch my language on this show. You know, look, you got the Republican memo, you got the Nunez memo. And now why do we have a Democratic memo? Well, we know why. I mean, anyone with an ounce of intelligence with a brain bigger than a pea understands that they'll fight us on anything, even if it's the truth, because they have a lot to worry about. And anything that Trump does, they don't want him to see any success. And in my opinion, this is one of the reasons why I think we're not even getting around to national carry handgun reciprocity. The guy is getting hit from all angles, left, right, you know, south, west, east, north. He's got to deal with these important battles before he can actually deal with, you know, national carry reciprocity. We know that the bill was passed in the House, and we know that the Senate needs to work on it and take action. And he is the president, the first president in my lifetime that's willing to sign a bill to put it into law, but he can't do it. So what I think about the memo, I mean, Roger has now become the expert par excellence on this. And we are really, really enjoying Congressman Trey Gowdy and what he's saying, and really look at him now as the example of what a politician should be like, a real person, a real man. Here's a guy that turned down a judgeship, a federal judgeship.
He's getting ready to quit, though. You know, he's not going to run for re-election.
No, he's not going to run for re-election, and he's going to go into private practice. And you know what? That's what they should all do, and that's what we should all have, term limits. So here's a guy, but he's calling these guys out. He's going to want some answers. And you see, that's the thing. So the Democrats could do what they want to do with their memo, and when it's time, it'll be released, and then we'll have two memos, and then we'll have Graham and what is it, Goodlett? We'll see what they're doing. But you know what? When it all settles, the American people are going to see everything, and they're going to see the truth, and the truth will prevail. And then we need to then act on the truth. See, that's the thing. Once we get this information, we can't sit on it. And that's where we come in with the 202 number. Now, I don't know if you realized it, but, you know, and I don't want to take credit for it, all right? I don't need to blow a bugle. I don't need to get any medals. But I remember always saying on the program, hey, guys, call 202. That's the capital number. Call your congressman. Call your senator. Tell them how you feel. Tell them what you want passed. Tell them how you're going to vote if they don't. And you know what? Kennedy's talking about it. Tucker Carlson's talking about it. Because it's one thing to talk about something. It's another thing to put it in your iPhone. And, oh, that reminds me. Everyone listening now should put the 202 number I shouldn't say iPhone. I'm not going to promote Apple. In your cell phone. And put it in as a favorite. And every, you know, regularly call your congressperson, call your senator, and tell them, hey, what's going on with national carry reciprocity? How come I'm restricted in my magazine capacity? What do you mean I can't carry my gun in a school or near a playground? What are you talking about? Listen, what's your position on immigration? How are you voting in favor of Trump's proposals? You know, what are you doing? You want my vote? And you know what? I'm gonna share this phone number with all my friends. And every time I go somewhere, I'm gonna get out my cell phone. I'm gonna say, hey guys, you know, put this number in your phone and you call. And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna, you know, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the oil. Well, let's be squeaky wheelers. Let's all be sure. Squeaky
Steven,
wheelers.
You want to give them the number? It's 202-224-3121.
What is it, Roger? Say it again. Say it again.
202-224-3121. There
it is. And all you have to do, if you didn't get it down because you're driving or you got something, just call up regular information and ask for the congressional number for the Capitol. And they will have it. It's a logged in number. There's nothing to hide. And you will get a simple recording and it will ask you for your area code or it will ask you for your zip code. And you will automatically get your congressperson and your senator and a direct number. And you can get them and you can get the office on the line. And you know what? When they start getting all these calls in.
Well, let me get you hold up right there. We're heading into the break. You can find Roger and Stephen at Our featured writers at Amaland.com. You can find them at their website, ArbalistQuarrel.com, and here on Wednesday night at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
We are coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Joined this evening by Roger Katz and Steve Indiandrilli of of ArbalistQuarrel.com. So, who is up?
Roger's up. Roger's
I don't know,
up.
Steve. Do you have anything?
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm done, Roger. You're the expert. The people want to hear you.
Well, I don't know about that, Stephen. I think they want to hear from you, after all.
Your turn.
My turn. All right. In any event, Stephen and I have been working on this memo for, the last two and a half weeks, ever since it came out on February 2nd. That was Friday. What I found interesting, I was looking recently at an annotation that was done by the New York Times, Charlie Savage. He's a Washington correspondent for the New York Times. And he took a look at both the cover letters by this McGahn, who is the president's personal attorney. And then he annotated the actual memo that came out in an attempt to cast aspersions on it. And it's important for the public to know that there's nothing in this memo that is false. We are told a couple things by the media, the mainstream media. On the one hand, they'll say, oh, this is a danger to national security. In fact, you have Pelosi, who says that that's false, it's horrible, and it distorts the intelligence. But her own statements are false. It's hardly horrible, except maybe to the Democrats who wish to keep this thing secret, and to the senior officials of the FBI and DOJ who don't like their names to be splashed out in the public with clear evidence that they had lied to a FISA court judge in obtaining a warrant to spy, basically, to surveil this Carter Page. I want to read a portion of the memo because I think it's best to do that rather than to hear anyone state pro or con that it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, it's true or it's false. One of the first points that was made is this. The dossier compiled by Christopher Steele, he was the guy that was the MI6 or British spy who was basically hired by Fusion GPS, that organization here, to basically create a document that could be used by Hillary Clinton and the DNC to cast aspersions on President Trump and to give her an edge in the general election in 2016. At any rate, it says the dossier compiled by Christopher Steele on behalf of the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign formed an essential part of the Carter Page FISA application. Steele was a longtime FBI source who was paid over $160,000 by the DNC and Clinton campaign via the law firm of Perkins Coie. That's a law firm that Hillary Clinton used, and the research firm Fusion GPS to obtain derogatory information on Donald Trump's ties to Russia. Now, what's interesting is that you have this document that becomes the linchpin, the foundation for the original warrant that was issued to spy on Carter Page, and who worked for a very short period of time with the Trump campaign. And what's interesting is that the FBI and the DOJ went to the FISA court with this thing, 1 month before the general election. Now, think about it. If they were so concerned about Carter Page, why would they wait literally 1 month before the election to attempt to get a warrant to go after Carter Page in order to go after Trump? They could have done it much earlier. In fact, the Democrats like to say that, well, Carter Page was on the radar of the FBI back in 2013. But if that were the case, the FBI, there's no indication that the FBI and the DOJ ever bothered to get a warrant on him at that time. They didn't have anything, and they didn't have any reason to do so. In fact, they couldn't even get a warrant on him in October of 2016, so they had to manufacture this thing. This is why this memo is so damning to the FBI, the DOJ, to Hillary Clinton, to the DNC, and how far up does it go? To Loretta Lynch? To Barack Obama? Quite possibly. The fact of the matter is that none of this would have come out if Clinton were elected president of the United States, which tells you how horrific that would be. Just imagine. We would have basically this deep state, the shadow government, basically running our lives, ostensibly protecting them, but basically shattering our Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment.
Let me get you to hold that right there. We're coming up on the break. Yeah. I mean, we'll go back to them and their amendment shredding ways when we get back. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at amaland.com. You can find them at arbalestquarrel.com and right here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This. Well, you know what? I'm a minute early. Anyway. Yeah, too fast for my own good.
You know what? If you got 30 seconds, I'll tell you what happened. At the resort, the chef made this little pig. It was so crispy and everything. I said, well, I want the tail. He said, no, I got the tail already. But I said, well, what about the ears and those crispy things? He said, I got some crispy pig. I started munching on it. My wife said, my God, you just ate the lunch a little while ago. I said, yeah, but this pig is good. Well, that pig was the most expensive pig I had. My crown came out. A $2,000 crown. So I had a $2,000 pig. Imagine that.
Well, that sounds like that's a very expensive pig.
You're from North Carolina, right? They have some ribs there.
South Carolina. South Carolina. Anyway, we'll be right back. This time for real. This is Lock and Load.
All right.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com.
Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from ArbalistQuarrel.com regarding some of the shenanigans going on in the deep state. Are we going to continue with that? What are we doing? What's next? What's next?
Yeah, I would like to continue with it and at least and also put it in perspective. I think it's very important that the public understand, that your listeners understand, that I don't think there's been anything since President Trump has taken office to basically provide clear evidence of this existence of a deep state, existence of individuals in high federal office that are working against the public. This memo made that crystal clear, and it's for this reason that we've been working so diligently on it. I think this is interesting, too. Adam Schiff, that we only heard about fairly recently, he's been something of in a back room, not really that much involved in the Democratic Party until as a ranking member of the Intelligence Committee, I guess it behooved him to take a strong position probably with support and maybe some urging from Schumer and from the minority speaker Pelosi to do something to attack the Nunes memo. And that's why they came out with their own. Now, it was a 10-page memo. It still hasn't been released. But what is interesting is to hear the Republican ranking, not the ranking member, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, point out that when he read this thing, he saw that much of it was an attack on him, on Trey Gowdy, and on apparently other members, Republican members of the committee. Now, anyone who studies any logic, informal or formal, knows that to attack an individual rather than attacking, let's say, the content, the substance of the memo is a fallacy. Basically, Nunes said there was nothing in the memo, in Schiff's memo, that actually contradicts any of the claims in the in his memo, and that's important because if we're looking at one specific aspect of the Nunes memo that is difficult to deal with and which the Democrats have been completely unable to deal with, is the fact that the basis of a warrant against an American citizen was issued on the basis of a lie. When you have senior officials of the DOJ and the FBI, and by the way, I think apart from the fact of the dossier being an important predicate for the issuance of a warrant by the FISA court, I think the thing that most kicked off the Democrats and the mainstream media, and of course the FBI and DOJ itself, was the fact that names were named. They weren't redacted. We see the name Sally Yates. We see the name Rod Rosenstein. We see the name James Comey. We see these people that signed off on this thing, that swore to the court that this dossier that was the basis for the application to get a FISA warrant was corroborated, was truthful, and you can't blame the court. The court basically took the DOJ officials and the FBI officials at their word, and they issued the warrant. Now, you would have to wonder whether the court would haul Comey and Rosenstein and Yates back into court to explain themselves. I want to point out something about Yates, too. Remember, Sally Yates was the acting attorney general before Trump appointed Sessions. She had worked as the deputy attorney general under Obama. And do you remember that when Trump attempted to enforce his order to put a ban on immigration of individuals from dangerous Middle East countries, she basically disobeyed that order. And on top of that, she said, well, she thought that it was illegal. Now, that is about the most obvious instance of insubordination to a senior official, the president of the United States, as a person could possibly come. And yet you've got the New York Times that basically cast blame on Trump and says that, well, they treated her abominably. That's absolutely ridiculous. But what is the most frightening thing about all this is, why do we have a press like the New York Times, the Washington Post, the main cable station, CNN, ABC, CBS, all castigating the Republicans for doing what they're supposed to do, which is to oversee the affairs of the FBI and the DOJ on behalf of the American people. Why do we hear from the Democrats that, oh, the American people will lose faith in the FBI and lose faith in the DOJ? Well, why should they put faith in organizations that have betrayed their interests? If the people of the United States are going to put their faith in anything, it should be in the United States Constitution, which was ratified in 1788, and the Bill of Rights, I believe, was ratified a few short years later than 1791. Now, when you look at the creation of the FBI or of the DOJ or of the any of the intelligence organizations, you're really looking at the 20th century. You have the CIA, for example, that was created when? In 1947. You have the National Reconnaissance Office in 1961. In fact, the very existence of that organization was classified until 1992. And then you have these other organizations coming down the pike, a couple of them in the 21st century. And we're supposed to put faith in all of these intelligence apparatuses and law enforcement apparatuses, even when the individuals that are running these organizations have betrayed the American trust. It's just mind-boggling, and it shows again how the Democrats tend to treat the American public like we're wayward children, that we have to be guided. Well, maybe these illegal immigrants do, but Americans are rugged individualists. And this attempt to basically...
Let me get you hold it, rugged individualist. Sure. As we head into the last break of the hour... Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them as featured writers at Amoland at arbalestquarrel.com and right here on Wednesday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor radio station, this is Lock and Load. My guests this hour so far have been Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrelli of Arbalest Quarrel. Where would you guys like to take it for this last segment there, fellas?
Well, I'll just mention a couple more things regarding this memo, and I'll turn the stage over to Stephen. I just wanted to point out, too, that there is another memo that your listeners may be aware of, the so-called Grassley Graham memo. And it basically supports the Nunes memo, basically pointing out, though there is some substantial redaction in this memo, but it is available online, that the predicate for the obtaining the warrant was this dossier, and that Steele was, according to the memo, to the Grassley Graham memo, was desperate to see Trump was not elected president. If the FISA court was aware of just how tainted this application was, there's no doubt in my mind, or I think in any attorney's mind, that the FISA court would never have issued the warrant. Now, Schiff and other Democrats like to say that there were other portions or other documents in the application that support the issuance of the warrant. But Trey Gowdy had made very clear on a segment on Face the Nation a couple weeks ago that that the Steele dossier was the key, that it was the necessary condition. Without it, the warrants would never have issued. And they also made very clear that that there was nothing in the supporting application that indicated that Hillary Clinton and the DNC were behind the dossier, simply to make a loose assertion that the dossier did have some political overtone. What Trey Gowdy said, all they needed was one sentence to say that the DNC and Hillary Clinton paid for this. And then we would see if the FISA court would have issued this thing, and it didn't. So that pretty much is where we are right now. We're going to stay on top of this, and we would hope that eventually these senior officials of the FBI and the DOJ and possibly in the intelligence agencies, too, like Clapper and Brennan, they all have some explaining to do because they all lied to Congress, and they're all part of the deep state, all supporting Hillary Clinton about the one individual that belongs in prison, certainly does not belong in the White House. So I'll turn it over to you, Stephen.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll change the topic then. How much time do we have, Bill? About 2-3 minutes?
About 6.
Oh, good. Okay. Let's bring in my experience in Montego Bay, Jamaica again. At a wonderful dinner, my God, I'm talking to everybody there, and we're talking to natives there. We're talking to people from all over the world. We're talking to good Americans. I was pleasantly surprised that you, as a citizen of Jamaica, could actually get a permit to carry a gun. Of course, after a background check, having no criminal record, etc., and taking training. But the scam there is interesting. It's a little reverse than what it is here. It's not that difficult to get the license, but what they do is they jack up the price of the gun, where the average person, because they're making a lot less money there than they're making here, can't afford the gun. So you can get the license for a few hundred bucks, U.S., but a Glock, let's say, a Glock 9mm, an average, you know, handgun, could cost you $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000. So that's how they do it. It's interesting. And also, there is a lot of gang activity there now, where you have the National Army and National Guard patrolling because of the threat against tourism. So they're getting control, which is good. That's why a lot of people are staying on the resorts and they're not venturing out, which is not good for Jamaica. But these gang members, these young kids, these punks, are ruling the place, and finally the government is cracking down. So that's one thing. So anyone that wants to know a little bit about Jamaica, it's one of the few Caribbean islands where a citizen can get a gun. Now, the next subject would be, national carry handgun reciprocity here in the U.S. I've been thinking about it a lot. We have the House. They passed the House version of the bill, and now we're waiting for the Senate to act on it. We have a president that said he's willing and can't wait to sign it. So we're just like, you know, moments away, moments, days, weeks, months away. But you know, everyone that I met, every American that I met there, had a carry permit in the state that they came from. And some of their wives did too. And they said, yeah, we want to carry in all states. So this issue is very alive, and we're talking about it. We'll say, well, why isn't anything being done? Well, I talked about it a little bit before, because our president is being hit from left, right in all different fields. He can't really, you know, do the right thing on this. And maybe the Senate may have that as an excuse too. But I'm thinking about, all right, look, let's put all the arguments aside. Why does national carry make sense? And why should we get that 202 number activated? Well, there's no conclusive evidence that I know of to prove that a firearm in the hands of a law-abiding, responsible, and trained citizen poses either a threat to himself, herself, society, or causes crime.
Well, I want to point something out that you may have heard this coming out of New York City, whoever the police commissioner, O'Neill.
Well, don't take up my time. This is on your time now. Go ahead.
He said that in New York, you guys know everybody who has the guns.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's true, because in New York City...
Well, except for the criminals.
Yeah, except for criminals. And he now, this is a good point, because 60 Minutes did an article, and Ameland has a great article on this. 60 Minutes did a thing, and you have these police chiefs that are appointed, not elected, by mayors, all Democrats, of these sanctuary cities like New York, these liberal cities, and they're of course going to say that we represent law enforcement, and law enforcement is not in favor of civilian ownership of guns. And that was going to be my fourth fact, but you beat me to it. But I'll go back to it. How much time do I have? Three minutes?
No, you can still. All right. You have 2 minutes.
So you're right. You're right. And I'll let everybody know that the rank-and-file police officer, the one that's working day and night, around the clock, dealing with the community, dealing with the criminals firsthand, is not against civilian ownership of guns, providing you're law-abiding and trained, because you're an asset to that cop who may need you. But the police chief is appointed by a mayor like de Blasio, and God forbid he says anything contrary or pro-gun. So come on, let's have a half a brain here and be able to realize when you're being fed a real big lie. Now, having said that first fact, a good guy with a gun is a deterrent to crime and saves lives. So that counteracts that thing that we're hearing from the anti-gunners, that more guns, more crime. Or, oh, you'll get shot by your own gun. It'll be taken from you. Or you'll get shot by cleaning your gun. And no, there are no, that's all false news. And the other thing is the idea of blaming the police. You know what? Our police are doing the best job they can. There's one police officer for every 1,000 people?
19,000.
How do you expect a police officer to be there all the time and when you need them? You cannot. And under the doctrine of sovereign immunity, which is law, we cannot hold the police accountable to protect the individual, us,
well,
individually.
We're about to run out of time, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Time marches on. So.
All right, next week.
Next week. Thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Bill. It's a pleasure.
All right. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.